Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story I was going to tell you about, you know. This lady went downtown, and she was shopping, and she happened to pass by one of those nice little shoeshine parlors, and she climbed up on a shoeshine stand and sat there on the stand, and shoeshine boy bent over to pick up his polish, and he happened to look straight ahead. And he couldn't hold it any longer. He had to say what he felt. He said, "Miss, I could eat that full ice cream." And she smacked his face so hard, and she went home and told her husband about this shoe shine boy. Said, "Honey, I'm going to tell you the truth. I went downtown, and I climbed up on the shoe shine stand, and the shoe shine boy leaned down to pick up his polish and looked up and said, I could eat that full ice cream. She said, now I want you to go down there and whip it." The husband said, "Look, there's three reasons why I'm not going down. In the first place, you had no business downtown. In the second place, the shoeshine boy might knock me out. And in the third place, ain't nobody can eat that much ice cream." his incident. This took place during the Korean War. You know how they used to get letters, families used to get letters from their kids overseas and stuff. One kid wrote his dad a long letter. Almost every 2 months he wrote his dad a letter. Wrote. He received a letter. He wrote his first letter to his dad. He said, "Dear Dad, I can't tell you where I am, but yesterday I shot a polar bear." And about a couple of months later, he wrote another letter to his dad. He said, "Dear Dad, I can't tell you where I am, but yesterday I danced with a hula girl." And about 3 months later, another letter came. He said, "Dear Dad, I can't tell you where I am, but the doctor tells me I should have danced with the polar bear and shot the hula girl." A lot of you folks don't realize the pull that you have by just being a citizen and being able to vote. You can ask for things. This is where you have a congressman and legislature and representative to speak to those people and get what you need. That's the way it is. I wrote to my congressman last week, and I proposed that we do something about the stray cat. Something has to be done about the stray cat. Now, me personally, as an individual, I think Congress should pass a law to establish a home for stray cats. And in every state in the Union, have a stray cat home. And you could have a motto to go along with it. Could be, "Let's have a cat house in every state." I think that'll help. I don't know whether you heard this or not, but there was this happened in England not too long ago. One of the great officers of World War II for the British Army was laying on his cot in the Army hospital about to split. So, I mean, he was having his last few hours on earth. He wanted to kiss the Queen and the Prince goodbye, but they were out of town visiting somewhere. So he begged, he said, "I want to kiss the Queen and the Prince goodbye. I love England. I love it. What can I do?" The doctor said, "Well, one of our nurses has the Queen tattooed on one of her thighs and the Prince tattooed on another thigh. Said, we'd let you, he said, "I don't mind, just let me see their face." So the nurse walked over and lifted her uniform slightly. Well, you could see the Queen and the Prince, one on each side. And he kissed the Prince, then he kissed the Queen and looked up and said, "What are you doing here, Castro?" Yeah, what are you doing here, Castro?
Home, sweet home. I don't see a damn thing to see here. All I do, wash, and sew these dirty drawers. And that noble husband of mine loaf all the time. Yeah, it is 3 o'clock in the morning, and he ain't home yet. I wonder what kind of lie he's gonna tell this time.
Silent night. Hi, honey.
Don't you run at me, you no good loafing bum.
You just argue all the time. Is my supper ready?
You ain't found nothing here but some lard.
Well, hell, fry some of that.
How come you late this time?
No, but it run out of gas. Honey, you know, this is our 15th anniversary. Why don't you call up the portrait man and have him to kill a couple of chickens and send them over?
I don't need no couple of chickens killed to remind me of what happened to me 15 years ago.
Look, honey, I want you to think hard, baby. Do you really know what the day is?
Yes. Any day since you had a baby.
bus home today, baby.
Are you sure smell time?
Oh, you'll never get another husband like me.
Who in the hell said I wanted another husband like you? After all them lies you told me about you so well off.
Yeah, I didn't know how well off I was until I jumped up mad at you. You promised to tuck me for better or worse.
Yeah, but your damn sight was not about you, Steve.
I don't know why you argue so much. I'm doing all I can. I get up in the morning, I fix my own lunch, then I go out on my job and I start stealing. Start working. I come home and can't get no peace out of you. You've been arguing ever since I was wedding night. When the preacher said, "Do you take this woman to be your wife?" I said, "I do." And what did you say? I know you don't.
But you don't treat me like you used to when we first got married. You used to catch me in your arms.
I still catch you. Catch you in my pocket every chance you get.
I'm going home to my mama.
Well, go on home to your mammy. Hell, is that a threat or a problem?
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get my divorce.
On what ground?
On the courthouse ground.
Woman, if you take me downtown to them folks, I'll whoop your head till it rope like open.
No, you won't, Daddy. I just dare you to lay your cotton picking bangles on me.
You don't know where my bangles been. The way I feel now, I feel like knocking you in the middle of next week and being ready for you again Saturday.
Yes, and if you do, hot Daddy, just hit me. I just beg to hit me. Don't only hit me this
time. Well, you doesn't mess with me, do you know it?
Get on out of here.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to get out right now.
Get on out. Hey, Daddy.
What is it?
Come on back here.
What'd you call me back for? I've almost gone then.
I want to know what I'm going to do with this house.
What you going to do with the house?
Yes, what I'm going to do with the house.
Well, don't ask me what you're going to do with this house. You can take this house and rent it just as far Broadway as you want.
But, Daddy, what am I going to do about the children?
Oh, girl, you had all these children when I met you. I don't care what you do with them. You understand me? So I'm getting out and leaving you right now.
Hey, Daddy. What am I gonna do with old Daddy? Daddy, what am I gonna do with old sweet Daddy?
Wait a minute, what's all that whining for?
Wait a minute, Daddy, don't
What is it, baby?
What am I doing?
Oh, wait,
Daddy,
baby, what is it, huh?
What am I gonna do with Daddy? Daddy!
Hell, woman, you know you're gonna make me leave you one of these days, huh?
know, man. World's nuts, man. It's all good for Clinton. Anything, anytime something bad happens, good for Bill Clinton. Just get people off his ass. Stop thinking about me. Good. Kid got shot. Good, good. Good, good. People not thinking about me. Ooh, tornado. Good, good. Oh, people ain't thinking about me. Clinton damn near got impeached for what? For what? Lied about a blowjob so his wife couldn't find out. Is that against the law? Do you need the Supreme Court for that one? You could have took that one to the People's Court. Could have took that one to Judge Judy. She'd have knocked it out in a half hour plus commercial. What the fuck did Clinton do? They was charging him with shit I didn't even know was crime. Like, oh, you got us some gifts. So what? He got us some gifts. That's his friend. You can't buy your friend a gift. Trying to get a job. Trying to get a job. You can't get your friend a job. Shit, 80% of people in this room got their job because a friend recommended them. It's against the law to get your friend a job. Shit, she flew him for a couple of months. The least he could do is give a recommendation. The least he could do. Sorry, see, people, everybody expects this holy behavior because he the president. Expect him to behave this holy way. He's the president. He ain't Reverend Clinton. It ain't Pastor Clinton. It ain't Maharaja Clinton. It is just Bill Clinton. He's just a man. A man gonna be a man. A man is basically as faithful as his options. That's how faithful a man is. No more, no less. They see all these fat Republican guys going, I would never do such a thing. This is a travesty. I'm like, nobody's trying to blow you. Ain't no 20-year-old girls trying to blow orange hats. Ain't nobody trying to get Newt Gingrich, son. I don't give a fuck. You ain't never going to hear Newt Gingrich go, man, I wish these hoes would back up off me. I wish they would just back the fuck up off of Brett. Let her play a play. Shit. Right, man. That's right. See, now this whole Monica Lewinsky scandal, a lot of this shit is Hillary's fault. That's right. I said it. I said it. It had to be said. Somebody got to say it. Everybody, ooh, Hillary's a hero. Hillary's a hero. No, she ain't. Aquaman's a hero. He's a tough to the fishes. What the fuck is Hillary doing? A lot of this shit is Hillary's fault. Cause ladies, you know your man. You know your man better than he knows himself. You know what kind of man you got. You know if you got the craze and need a blowjob all the time, man. It's like sometimes you got to save your man from himself. So you know what happens if he don't get his medicine. So Hillary Clinton put us all in danger. She put the security of the free world in jeopardy, and she needs to suffer the consequences for her actions. That's right, she the first lady. She about to be the first one on her knees to suck his dick. Shit. Shit. Fred Monica Lewinsky shouldn't even have stood a chance. Hillary supposed to already be down there like, hey, hey, I got it, I got it. I got it. I got the dick. Tickle his ass or something. Tickle his ass. Yeah, yeah, grab the ball. racism. White people yelling reverse racism. Chinese people yelling sideways racism. And the Indians ain't yelling shit cause they dead. So everybody bitch about how bad they people got it. Nobody got it worse than the American Indian. Everybody need to calm the fuck down. Indians got it bad. Indians got it the worst. You know how bad the Indians got it? When's the last time you met two Indians? You ain't never met two Indians. Shit, I have seen a polar bear ride a fucking tricycle in my lifetime. I have never seen an Indian family just chilling out at Red Lobster. Never seen it. Everybody want to save the environment. Shit, I see trees every fucking day. I don't never see no Indians. I went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade this year. They didn't even have enough Indians for that shit. They had a bunch of pilgrims. When it came time for the Indians, they had three real Indians, and the rest was a bunch of Puerto Ricans with feathers in their hair. The fuck? Shit, I know Puerto Ricans when I see them. You can't slip a Puerto Rican by me. That's not Pocahontas, that's Jennifer Lopez. Racism everywhere. Who's the maddest people? White people. Not y'all, y'all are right. Pay money to see me, we cool. The feud is over. Now you watch the TV. Watch like 3 minutes of TV. White people pissed off. Mad, the white man thinks he's losing the country. You watch the news like, we're losing everything. We're fucking losing. Affirmative action and illegal aliens, and we're fucking losing the country.
Losing? Shut the fuck up.
White people ain't losing shit. If y'all losing, who's winning? It ain't us. It ain't us. Have you driven around this motherfucker? It ain't us. Shit. Shit, there ain't a white man in this room that would change places with me. None of you. None of you would change places with me. And I'm rich. Be white. There's a white one-legged busboy in here right now that won't change places with my black ass. He's going, nah, man, I don't want to switch. I'm going to ride this white thing out, see where it takes me. Right. So when you white, the sky's the limit. When you black, the limit's the sky. Now when it comes to racism, you know who the most racist people are? Really? The real most racist people? Old black men. You find a brother over 6, that don't some of you white people know an old black man. You go, oh, Willie at the job, he's so nice. Willie hates your gut. Nothing more racist than an old black man. You know why? Because an old black man went through some real racism. He ain't gonna do that. I can't get a cab shit. He was the cab. White man just jump on his back. Main Street. Left, nigga! Left, nigga! Left, you fucking nigga! You know what's wild about the old black man though? Old black man, he ain't gonna let you fuck up his money. Whenever an old black man sees an old white man, the old black man always kisses the old white man's ass. Hey, how you doing, sir? Pleased to meet you. Whenever I can get you, you let me know. As soon as the white man get out of sight, he's like, cracker ass cracker. Cracker ass cracker, I'll put my foot in the cracker ass cracker. I wish that cracker would have said some shit to me. Saltine-ass motherfucking cracker. Motherfucker. Cracker, kiss my ass, you fucking cracker. White man come back. Howdy, sir.
ladies and gentlemen, the 40th President of the United States.
Tom Matthews, UPI.
Mr. President, earlier this year you said that you would travel anywhere in the world to further the cause of peace. Considering the worsening situation in the Mideast, are you planning a trip there in the near future?
We have no definite plans as of yet to go to the Mideast. We plan maybe perhaps in a couple of years after settlement and the agreements have not been reached by that time.
Paul Onaki from Honolulu News. Mr. President, the Senate has voted to proceed with development of the neutron bomb. Don't you feel this will impede further progress in the SALT talks with the Russians?
Quite contrary to that fact, the matter of nuclear existence deals with atoms and atomic weapons, not with neutron weapons. Neutron bomb is a holocaust weapon. It is not in the cellular realm of reality. We're trying to hold it in place, and it's a neo-pacifist weapon.
Paris Richards, AP.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'd like to ask you a question, which I'm sure the American people would like to know. Do you feel that within the fiscal year, the unemployment rate will drop below the 5% level?
Well, as you know, the 5% level pertains mostly to, if I may say, white America. In the black America, the minority situation is up to as high as 45%. And we plan to, with all our efforts, try to lower that rate to about 20% in the black areas, and of course it will be lower in the white areas, of course. We're trying to do this and merge a United States.
President,
yes.
Arthur Williams, Chicago Sun-Herald. You've just okayed a $250 million increase in our space program. What I'd like to know is the main reason you did this so we can finally recruit black people for the space program?
I feel it's time that black people went to space. White people have been going to space for years. And spacing out on us, as you might say. And I feel with the project that we have in mind, we're going to send explorer ships through other galaxies. And no longer will they have the same type of music, Beethoven, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. And now we have little Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. We're going to have some different kind of things in there. That's right. Yes, 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 ma'am.
Roberta Davies, Jet Magazine. Mr. President, on your list of candidates for director of the FBI, are you including the name of Huey Newton?
Yes, I figure that Huey Newton is best qualified. He knows the ins and outs of the FBI, if anybody knows him, right? And he would be an excellent director.
Yo, Blood. Yeah, Brother Bell from Ebony Magazine. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
As-salamu
alaykum. All right. What you looking at, Snow White? Brother, about black in the labor force, I want to know what you gonna do about having more black brothers as quarterbacks in the National Football Hunger League. Okay. Right on.
I plan not only to have lots of black quarterbacks, but we're gonna have black coaches and black owners of teams. As long as it's gonna be football, there's gonna be some black in it somewhere.
Right.
Doing something
right.
About it.
Yeah, right.
I'm tired of this mess that's been going down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ever since the Rams got rid of James Harris, I've been my job in the top, you know what I'm talking about? So we're going to get down on the case now.
Hey,
yeah, what is it?
Mr. President.
Yeah, what?
Mr. Bigby, Mississippi Herald.
Sit down. Yeah, what is it?
Mrs. Fenton Carlton Macker, Christian Women's News. Mr. President, since you've become president, you've been seen and photographed on the arms of black women. Quite frankly, sir, you've been courting an awful lot of white women. Will this continue?
As long as I can keep it up. I mean, why do you think they call it the White House?
Mr. President. Now, your predecessor, you know, President Carter, now, his mother was a nurse before
What is
he...
your question about, sir?
My question, I mean, nothing to my question. The question is about your mother, if you want to be...
Hey, you! It's okay. Please, let's take it easy. The man has a right to ask the question. Please. Let's have some decorum. Now, what is the question about my dear mother? Okay.
Now, your mother was a maid in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now, after your tenure, if your mother goes back to being a maid, right? Will your mama do my house?
Hit a fly off a deer's head 500 yards. They don't fuck around. And and they all got a hunting dog named Petey. You know, them pointer motherfuckers. Nigga, red nigga like, you got that goddamn clothes with that boy sent on it? Take a whiff of that, Petey. Smell it good, boy. We're going in. Nigga, you drop their ass off in Afghanistan, Petey gonna point at the right cave. Motherfucker in there. Motherfucker in there. Nothing. Cause I know when them first flights went down, wasn't no niggas on them flights. Niggas in my line. Shit wouldn't have went down like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause them flights were from Boston to L.A. You know how long a nigga have to save up for a ticket from Boston to L.A.? Nigga would have been on the plane. We ain't making no motherfucking U-turn. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, I saved up for these tickets for 2 years. All that motherfucker got is a box cutter. Nigga, we grew up in the project. We done been in a knife fight before. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be like, what's cracking, nigga? Nigga, we coming from the shoulder. Bitch made motherfucker. Nigga would have whooped his ass and cut him up with his own shit. And walked right to the pilot's booth. Yeah, everything out here cool. They ain't fucking with nobody else. Look, we was wondering if we could get some free drinks. Cause people kinda nervous. Cause you know a nigga's gonna get the hook up. Niggas, I traveled right after the shit happened, nigga. I had a show in Boston. So nigga, we leaving Boston, nigga. We getting on the plane, nigga, we seen one of them Nsamba motherfuckers. You know, I know now how white people look at niggas. White people, I understand. Cause I never thought I would be racist, nigga, but I see that child, nigga nervous now. You know, white people look at a nigga, they're gonna try something, hold your purse here, come on. Nigga, I see one of them towels, that motherfucker up to something. So I'm at the airport, nigga, and I see the towel, motherfucker. This is when I knew America was starting to work on racism. Cause I called a huddle. Nigga, the redneck came over, the Latino brother came over, even the little Asian dude showed up. Nigga, I said, come in. I said, y'all see that motherfucker over there? That motherfucker make one wrong move, we fucking him up. Nigga, the redneck's like, you're goddamn right, boy. Stick my foot so far up his ass, he'll be eating shoe leather for me. Nigga, little Latino brother, I'ma cut him. Nigga, even a little Asian, I shot him 3-4 times, kick him in the head. I was like, all right, Jackie Chan, you down? But y'all ain't gotta worry about that shit ever again. Cause they can only get away with that shit that one time. Cause they done woke up everybody. Nigga, you get on a flight now trying to fuck up, it'll be old white women getting up. Not today, sonny. Take my teeth out my arm and bite your ass. Cause y'all remember that retarded motherfucker? Remember the retarded motherfucker got on the plane, nigga? They whooped his ass. Cause the last time he took a flight, you know, I checked the story out. Last time he took a flight, he was 11 years old. And he retarded, so, you know, they let him come in the captain's booth. Let him look at the knobs, you know.
Yeah, right.
And when they got done, they gave him a set of pilot wings. The little retarded motherfucker was happy.
Yeah.
So this is his next flight. Now he's in his 20s, but he's still a retarded motherfucker. So he get on the plane, nigga, he wanna go to the pilot booth. Cause he wanna see the knobs and get some more wings. Nobody knew he was retarded. All they seen was a motherfucker get up trying to get in the booth. Nigga, that whole plane stood up and fucked that retarded motherfucker up. They beat consent in that motherfucker. They beat him to a professor. That motherfucker came on the plane retarded. And I ain't got one, I'm dying, I'm rocking. That motherfucker left the plane. Bloody hell, he all get stuck in that. Yeah. All right, here to advise you, going to the pilot booth is not an option. He's teaching at Harvard right now, still got his wings on. Hello, welcome to class.
I want to fuck Michelle Obama. I need her on my team. I'm waiting on Obama to fuck up. That nigga slip up, I'ma slide right in. What's happening, Michelle? You like comedy? Yeah. You understand me? I didn't vote for Obama because of him. I voted because of her. This is the first lady that is fuckable. Because you didn't want to fuck Daddy Bush's wife. She looked like she jumped off the dollar bill. Junior's wife. She looked like the mama on Damien Owen. Every time I see her face, all I hear is, look like the big head about to spin around any moment. And I don't think he wanted to fuck Hillary either. I don't think Hillary liked it. She wear more pantsuits than a brother at a funeral. Now here's how I know Obama got some pimp in it. Alright? Remember when Hillary was running against him? She talking all that shit about Obama. Obama got the job. He gave her a job. That's pimping. And what was the job he gave her? Secretary of State. What is the Secretary of State's job? Stay out of the country. He banished that bitch to foreign lands. And the happiest motherfucker about it is Bill Clinton. Because at first you couldn't tell, but one day it jumped out of me. Y'all remember that day him and George Bush was walking outside the White House and his swag was on 250? I'm sitting at home, I said, that brother's a pimp. You can damn near hear the conversation. Hurry up and get your shit out my house. Take your punk ass back to Texas. Was an African American. And white people, I know y'all think all black people the same. We just like you white folks. You got different kind of white folks. You got honkies, you got crackers, you got rednecks, you got white guys. Black people the same way. You got black folks just don't want to be bothered. You got old Negroes, I sure wish slavery come back. Master was so good to us. And you got African Americans, I graduated from college, cum laude. And then you have niggas, which I happen to be a member of. Obama, here's how I really knew he had
sitting at home. My God, it's all over. The niggas are barbecuing. They're licking their fingers. They're licking their fingers. They got collard greens and black-eyed peas. Here's how I really knew he was from the hood. He put a swing set. I don't think y'all heard him. He put a swing set on the White House lawn. That's some nigga shit. He got enough money and power to send his daughters to Disneyland every day, every day. He said, fuck that, put that swing set outside that window. So I keep my eye on that little ass. Cause black people, we watch our kids. I'm talking to you, white folks. I'm tired of seeing y'all kids on my milk cart. You know, you just trying to pour some milk on your cereal. And there's always that little white face with the caption underneath. Have you seen me? Now I ain't seen your little ass. How come your parents don't know where the hell you at? You ain't never seen little brothers and sisters on the milk cart. Because if you did, they'd be posing. I remember when we was coming up, black people, back me up on this. When we coming up, remember your parents tell you you could play to the end of this block. Remember, that's as far as your ass go. Ain't no going out through the woods. And I remember my mama told me, if you go any further, I'ma fuck you up. I remember one day, me and my partner, Dawg and Junior, we're kicking it, right? We get up to the corner, boom, boom. They like, hey, come on, let's go on the next block. Let's see what's over there. Well, I was nervous. That's when you look down and see if your mama on the front porch. My mama looked at me dead in the eye. I couldn't hear her, but her mouth said, Mama Bucky had his pistol. He's like, I can shoot your ass in here. They like, you ain't going in. I'm like, nah, man, you know, I caught a Charlie horse. You know, I ain't trying to look like no punk, man. Look, I got a horse here. They like, oh, you old bitch-ass nigga. I said, I'll be the bitch today. I'd rather fight both of y'all than take one ass whooping from her. See ya. My mama beat me out of the penitentiary. As y'all can see, eyes free. And obviously, y'all parents whooped y'all out the penitentiary because y'all here. We free. Them two brothers I'm talking about locked up right now. Because pain gives you a memory of what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Your party be like, come on, Ed, let's rob this liquor store. I ain't going. I'm cool right here. Now I just got this brother, Eddie Long. Oh, don't ooh me. I didn't make the shit up. Y'all seen it, y'all. And you know, at first I had to give a brother the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, black preachers don't fuck little boys. That's the difference between a white church and a black church. White churches fuck your son. Black church fuck your wife. God gave that motherfucking preacher the right last name, Long. Himself. He spoke for about 35 minutes. Not once did he say, I didn't do it. All he said is, I got 5 rocks, and I ain't thrown one yet. I said, that's the gayest shit I ever heard in my life. He didn't say, I got 5 bullets, I'm about to bust the character. I got 5 rocks, and I ain't thrown one yet. Did you see how he threw the mic down? They say the body is the temple. I'm walking in church right now. As soon as you go to church, there's somebody trying to stick a dick in you and they need some money. bent over some kind of motherfucking religion. You know what I mean? I don't get caught up in that bullshit, because I don't think God ever wrote about it. Or Quran. He didn't have to write no shit. He ain't no playwright. It's written in your essence. Because the Bible's written by men. The book of Peter, the book of John, the whole book about Jesus, but that nigga ain't wrote one book. So a motherfucker that is about didn't write shit. All the hangouts wrote a book. Shit, I know the nigga, nigga. Me and Jesus was tight. In John's book, I was damn near the nigga daddy, you know. God didn't write no book. It's written in your essence. Nobody ever had to tell you it's wrong to kill your mama. Somehow you born innately knowing that. Which means you born knowing right and wrong. So put the book down, because it will fuck you up. You understand me? It starts out up in the beginning, in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, there was Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. And Cain and Abel got married. To who? Where did these mystery bitches come from? I like messing with Christians, but... because they easy to get you down their skin quick, you know. Telling me Jesus died on the cross. I don't buy it. Jesus could feed a thousand with a loaf of bread, walk on water, raise the dead. You telling me he couldn't handle three nails? I know brothers with nine bullets won't still walk around. His name is 50 Cent. I bet that Jesus was a cool kid. His mama be like, now Jesus, go on in there and take a bath. And don't be walking on your water. That's probably why they invented the shower, just to get the nigga wet. Look at some of the Christian heads in here. You going to hell. Don't be talking about Jesus, Daddy. Don't be talking about him. You know how Jesus whistled? You know, with the hole in the head. Look, y'all really like that's it. The lightning's coming. Christian always the first one want to send somebody to hell. He going to hell. How the fuck you know? Like God came down, let that nigga know he going to hell. I'm kind of busy right now. You know what I mean? I made my Heavenly Father's image. If I got a sense of humor, that means God got one. God probably up there cracking up right now. Hey, Jesus, come here. That crazy nigga I made his own. He talking about your boy. He said you walk on your bath water. He said you whistle like this. I don't get mad. That shit was funny. It was funny. They too strict. You know what I mean? You can't smoke no weed. You can't get your dick sucked by a bitch that ain't your wife. Matter of fact, you can't see your wife's face until you marry her. They keep them veiled up. All you get to see is the eyes. You really gotta love that bitch's eyes. You be like, damn, she got some pretty eyes. Then you marry her as the veil come off. No wonder they get 20 wives. You playing the law of averages. I'm telling you, I think Christians are jealous of Muslims. Because you ain't going to out-devout a Muslim. That's the most devout faith you ever run into. A Muslim will strap a bomb on themselves and blow themselves up about some Muhammad. Ask a Christian to put a bomb on and blow themselves up about Jesus. No, he wouldn't want me to do that. He just blessed me with his house. I'm sure he wants me to live in it. Everybody fighting over this religious shit. You understand me? The Christians say Jesus is the messenger. The Muslims say it's Muhammad. I say, who gives a fuck who the messenger is? Did you get the message? They got the same damn message. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Science proves that to be a fact. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Don't fuck with me, and I won't fuck with you. I tell you somebody who needs Jesus right around now. Tiger Woods. What I like about Tiger, he kept it golf. He had 18 holes. One for every hole of golf. Now, here's where Tiger messed up. Now, fellas, I want y'all to look at the woman sitting next to you that you brought here. Look at her right now. Look at her. Now, you see how fine she is? Don't ever fuck nothing uglier than her. But she can't get mad. She gonna look at him like, shit, I didn't know that nigga could catch that. I'ma have to step my game up. Rich black man and white woman don't go together. As OJ, Kobe, Tiger Woods, it ain't no good. See, everybody thinks a sister is the strongest motherfucking woman on earth. To an extent, that is true, but at least a sister lets you know up front, I will kill you. White women just the opposite. They play victim. Yeah, white men be like, look at here. Get in line. Okay, dear. Everything's fine, dear. She get on the phone. Hello, officer. But that white man got a line for you, white women. See, when that white man get mad, he get mad. You know, brother, we get mad, we march. We shall overcome. You know, we get a good march in, misspell signs, we gone here. That white man get mad, he snap. You know, white women like, I'm taking the kids, I'm taking the house. We're gone, we're out of here, you asshole. That white man be like this. I came from a long line of Brookshires. You're not gonna take my seed from me, Guinevere. Now here's the one sentence that white man got for that. Over my dead body. And that motherfucker mean that shit. Over my dead body. I'll kill you. Then I'll kill the kids. I'll burn the fucking house to the ground. Then I'll do myself. Just be like, I'm leaving you. I'ma kill you. You killing who? Let the killing begin, motherfucker. He picked up just blowing on the hoe. I got my white bitch. I got my white bitch. They took his white bitch. That motherfucker swam to New York. They took the bitch up on the building. Where's my white bitch? I need my white bitch.
Beauty and the Beast for real. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome, welcome.
As we
turn the page again on another episode of Soul Tree Radio and Raw's Music Therapy Mindstream, I'm your host, DJ Honeycomb. As always, it is wonderful to be with you on Music Therapy Mindstream, saluting Black Music Month, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the members of the Brother Man Network. And all the good shit, y'all, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. As we shout out the members of the Brother Man Network, I also want to shout out my partner, guy you know is great, Big G, for a nice Philly music set. What's up, G?
You being bad today, man. You being bad today.
Yes, I know. I'm staring at the soap right now, so I know Ma Gray is looking down at me. But she knows I'm doing this with love. Now, you know, back in the day when we were all kids, Friday nights was designed to have that unwinding, the entertainment night. If you wasn't at the bar, you sat home, maybe invited some of the family or friends over,
yeah,
and you had what we call the party records even. Now, the party records introduced us to people like Red Fox, Slappy White.
Yes, yes, yes.
George Kirby, Nipsey Russell, the man known as Dolemite, Rudy Ray Moore. And these things would be played for entertainment.
Mom Mabry, Mom Mabry.
Yep. That's right, Mom's Mabry, all of that.
Yeah,
and these albums were played. We loved it. They made us laugh. We learned about little dirty jokes and shit early. And, of course, we got our mouths washed out with soap if we spoke on those things. I actually got caught doing a joke that Red Fox did called the racetrack. And this woman overheard me. She just happened to have the same name, rest her soul. And they called her the Amsterdam News because she knew everybody's business. She told my mother I had that joke memorized. And did she rip the black off my ass or what? And she took at least two shades off the color of my ass after the whooping and stuff like that. But it was funny.
Michael.
Anyway. Yes.
Michael. My mom did the same thing to me. I played a Mom Mabry record, right?
Uh-huh.
She was not home. She came to the front door. I didn't hear her come to the front door. She came down, gang. How are you doing?
Not caught. Yeah, Ma snagged that ass, huh? Oh, yes. Well, we love this stuff because, again, this was an extension of what entertained us as Black folks. You had the Apollo and the Regal and the Fox and Uptown and all the other places on the circuit, and you were just as likely to see Mom's Mabry, Red Fox, or Wild Man Steve, or any of these other cats who came out here, Skillet and Leroy, doing all this good shit, you know.
Yep.
We loved Red Fox for the fact that when Sanford and Son became a hit, he remembered all his people, and all his people came with him. You know, I mean, he took 50 years to become an overnight sensation, and he didn't forget his people. That was a beautiful thing to me. And I remember seeing those album covers with all of those cats on it. So I knew this was like, okay, they made a connect, and they were able to hang on, and they all got in. That was a beautiful thing as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, these were the records that were played late at night when we were supposed to be in bed. I say supposed. And, you know, we are listening to the dirty jokes, and we understand all of that. And for real, it was a coping mechanism for Black folks, you know, that putting up with all the stupid shit white people do. To be able to relax, and as my mom used to say, have a little taste, and listen to some music, because when they weren't listening to the party records, they were listening to jazz and stuff like that. And, you know, it was just a transitional thing from Friday into the weekend. So we had to also include that in our experience because it was part of it. Just as we had them then, You have people like Cat Williams now, Chris Rock, Eddie Griffin, Trevor Noah, Intelligent Brothers,
ancestors of
the Samoan there. You know, they give you wisdom, they make you smile, and their observations on things are quite uplifting. So now as we come into the second half of the show, we'll go back to what did us right and give you more of a traditional version of June being Black Music Month and all that good shit. Now, my pop loved blues, and my mother was a jazz person. What did your parents like, G, in terms of music?
Well, they liked Ray Charles, Nat King Cole, the old 1940s, 50s stuff. That's what they played most of the time.
I got you. Well,
no, not the jazzy stuff. It's the
mellow stuff. Dave's on the chill. We got to recognize our colleague, the Mystery Man, because I really liked what he said about classic R&B. Because a lot of that is exactly what we play.
Yeah.
And we don't call it classic because we already know it's good, but it always takes somebody else to make us see the light on that. When white stations started calling shit classic rock and roll, we were like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know? And we know why they did it. They did it to further segregate black artists from white.
Yeah, that's why they did it. Yeah.
So, yeah. As we say classic R&B, it's not to segregate. It's to verify. Because we know what it was. We may not have called it that. There may have been other euphemisms and other names for it. But we know it's us. There's no way we're going to denigrate us. So having said all of that, what's on your mind musically in terms of what may be coming out next week? You got a big concert coming up, the Able Disabled. Give us a hint of what's
happening. I got to do my own work because Brother Leroy Moore is from Buffalo, New York.
Yes, sir.
Brother Moore is also disabled.
Yeah.
He told me, Gary Dar's great, you ain't touched any of the stuff. I said, what do you mean?
Oh, shit.
So I got to get, but Brother Leroy Moore was, again, the real deal about the real Black Disabled music.
I like that. All right. So now we got this coming up in July, correct?
It'll be the third week, and in July.
All right.
Third or fourth weekend of July. I got over this.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of work to do. I mean, we have the Battle of the Girl Groups later on this month as well. I should say next month. And in addition to that, of course, the summer, you got to have at least one session of Soul Goes to the Movies where we play soundtracks of all the great black flicks. Mix that up and serve that up to you all while everybody's on chill. And by the way, as I speak right now, it's 87 fucking degrees and it is 10:15 on the East Coast. But there's no global warming. You heard me. I ain't stuttering. It is 87 degrees and it is 10:15 on the East Coast.
Are you kidding me?
Now, we have heard that there are triple digits all along the West Coast, even up north in British Columbia. While Canadian folks, my daughter Leah said that it's in the triple digits in Edmonton. And Edmonton's
well,
a weird place.
Outside of the Bay Area, it is 90 plus. You have to come to the Bay Area to get cool.
That's right.
That's how crazy it is. And it's crazy, mate, because it never happens that way. Usually it goes reverse. This is
global warming. I don't give a fuck what they say, G. This is global warming. For 2 years now, New Jersey, Southern Jersey, where I'm at, has gone tropical. It pisses down rain here now. There's no sprinkle here and sprinkle there. That bad boy comes down like it comes down in the islands when it's ready to rain.
Yeah, we ain't seen rain. We ain't seen rain. Rusty ain't rain at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So, everything's changing temperature-wise. Now, Vancouver's above the 49th parallel, so that means that normally it would be cooler, but they are roasting. So, you know, if they got all this hot stuff coming up, other parts of the country are going to experience these hot spells. Not that we need to tip off on global warming and riff on this, but, you know, this is something you notice over time. This has been going on a while. We can't ignore this now. So, everybody, if you weren't aware of global warming, if you didn't give a rat's ass, if you didn't think it existed, think about them temperatures right now, and then that'll answer your question. So, having said that, G,
One more note before I get out of here. It's going to be a cool again, double show.
Well, that's going to be cool. I've always told people who are fans of Kool and the Gang, you know, you want to sing Celebration and Too Hot and all that, that's cool.
No,
but you want the real Kool and the Gang, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, who's going to take the weight, pneumonia, all that good shit.
Funky man.
Yes, so I'm looking forward to that Kool and the Gang on the menu at the Music Box. But for now, everybody, y'all chill. And remember, the weather's getting warmer. We know this. Some places, they've relaxed COVID. We know that. But regardless of weather, no matter what, make sure you always wash your hands. Make sure you always wash your ass. It's sex in your ass. Nobody wants no stank, sweaty ass around them. Wash your ass. Wear a mask, just in case, or at least carry one. And watch your back. Mama, here's the dream. Stay safe. Be safe. Go safe.
love is dying.
No mourners, no mourners.
You got what I want.
We were made for each other.
Thank you.
Give a toe. fine as the day we met. Oh, I heard you got baby. Who do they play at the park where we used to make love at the lobby?
So sweet. These things are clear. of emotion. And like the wind, their eyes fall. The wonder of devotion. I see the torch, the arm of cocoa. The arm of cocoa, culture.
Oh, laughing. Love, love, baby. Flown, flown, baby. Let me kiss your mouth. Let me slide a yard of tongue down your throat. There's nothing wrong with that. Merely a kiss. Why is everyone afraid to say it? Kiss me, baby. Whoa.
Mind.
The beautiful Sade leaves us with nothing else to say except farewell, good evening. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. We will see you Tuesday for a summer version of the Blueberry Tea Set. All of us here at the tree. Good night.